I had Barb Peterson on my show about a year ago, and she's coming back on again this Sunday night. And while she was on the show, she said something that I really didn't pick up on. And I'm not sure if she fully understood the relationship analogy in the Golden. But what we have now found is that there are biotech industries that are operating in the Gulf right now that are producing vaccines from algae and other substances being grown in the Gulf arising from corrective, and they're nanosizing. In other words, they're making it into minuscule particles to go into vaccines. Now, this is enough to curl your toes. I need to do more investigation on this, as I'm sure Barb will as well. But if you nanosize the vaccine, it falls outside the purview of the FDA. They have no regulations to cover. Barb covered that on my show when she last appeared. And what I suspect is going on, and what has been going on, is that the rapid rise in Morgellon is the result of this biotech research plan. And because it's nanosized, it's going undetected. I don't know if you're aware of that or not, Pete. Morgellons exploding in the southeast part of the country. And the corrective, they suck in methane. And then it, through the chemical process, it expands. And you're not going to get the response from the gas leak can that you're looking for. It's going to blow up in your face. Same thing is true there. This is why they got the burn ban.
Yeah, there is a frozen plate of methane underneath the surface. Is that true? Do you know anything about it?